Well, because otherwise it's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. There's one place Rabbi Yehuda is mashma, any time you have saliva in your mouth, if you walk out with a dal damas yichayiv, it means a lot of saliva. Saliva that's aiming to be spit out. But even though you didn't turn it around, still, since it's aiming to be spit out, it's not bottled to the goof. And one place Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only hepach bo, only if it's turned around. So Terah says, you have to say machlef with the shita, you have to change around the girsis. Lakish says, Keyach bepiv befnei rabbi. If somebody spit in front of his rebbe, he should know chayiv misa. He chayiv misa for that. Like you be mavazi your rebbe. It's not nice to spit in front of your rebbe. Shrashi chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. B'dei shemayim chayiv misa. Shenema the pasuk Mishlei says, Kol misanai ahavu mavis. Is whoever the pasuk means whoever hates Hashem loves mavis, loves to die. Because if you hate Hashem, you can end up to die. Like you can do averus, and maklas averus, you'll die. Is al tikri l'masanai? Don't read it like it says. Whoever hates Hashem, elu l'masniyai. People that make other people hate Hashem. For that you get misa. Like here, if you spit in front of your rebbe, you mavazi your rebbe, so you make people like hate him. So therefore, you do something that's not nice to mivazi your rebbe, for that you chayiv misa. Fred Gemara, v'meinas onis. What's with the Talmud doesn't onis though? The Talmud now has to spit. He has a lot of saliva. Phlegm came into his mouth now. He has to get rid of it. What should he do? V'meinas onis keyach v'rok. And the Gemara keyach v'rok karminen. Rashi v'meinas onis shal korchoy hu aydei choyli oy hatzino. Either it's too cold, he has a cold, or he's sick. He has a lot of saliva or a lot of phlegm came into his mouth. So he has to spit it out. What should he do? Now the Gemara Kecha Berekarminim Sherokak Oisa Befnei Rabbi. He spit it right in front of his Rebbe. Vohoyeloi Lestalik Misham. He should have turned his head around or spit the other way. Not spit out in front of your Rebbe. That's being Mavazi Rebbe. Oy Leavliya Bechsoisoi. Because he should have spit it into your handkerchief or something into your Ksoisoi. But not spit out right in front of your Rebbe. That's a Bizoyin. That's called you making people hate. Tamidi Chachomim. And for that, Yechayiv Misa. Zot the Mishnah. Lo yamid adam rishus hayochid. A person should not stand in the rishus hayochid v'yishtev rishus rabin and drink water in the rishus rabin. In other words, he sticks his head out of his backyard into rishus rabin to drink water. You shouldn't do that. Who didn't forget rishus rabin? You shouldn't be standing in the rishus rabin and stick your head inside the chotzer to drink water. There v'yishtev rishus hayochid elim kem hichnis roishav rubay. Lamokim shu shoyta. Only if you brought inside the Rishus HaYochid your body, your head, and rover your body. Rover of your body has to be in the Rishus HaYochid. So even though your feet is in the Rishus Rabim, but once you bent over, that rover of your body is in the Rishus HaYochid, then you will have to drink water there. But Kolzaman, just your head is in the other Rishus, you shouldn't do it. And Pasha, this is a gzera, that we're afraid maybe you come to carry the water out to Rishus Rabim. You're standing in the Rishus Rabim, and you're putting your head and drinking the water in the Rishus HaYochid. So really, midiraisa, that's mutter. Because when you drink the water in the Rishus HaYochid, as soon as the water gets into your mouth, that's called hanocha. Consider it rested in your body ready. And once your head is in the Rishus HaYochid, so you didn't do an avera. The water is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you drink it into your mouth, which is also in the Rishus HaYochid. There's no avera. So when you exera, though, maybe you'll carry the water out to the Rishus Rabim. But if you have your head and rope of your body inside it, then it's mutter. I tell you, really, Yisakashi, why don't we say the water doesn't, like when you drink the water, you have your mouth, you're sticking your mouth, your head into Rishus HaYochid. So why don't we say when you're drinking the water goes straight down your body, and since the rest of your body is in the Rishus Rabim, you should be chayy for that. Let's say the water goes straight down your body, and it first ends up down here in your stomach. So let's say in the case that only your head is in the Rishus HaYochid, but your body, your stomach is in the Rishus Rabim. Why, you potter? The Zohar says, no, once the body comes into your mouth, where you swallow, that's called hanocha. Further than that, we don't consider the water as traveling in your body. Consider the water as munach right in your throat. So as long as your head is in the Rishus HaYochid, you'll be potter midiraisa. The Mishnah only means midirabonon is a gzera, maybe you carry the water into the other Rishus. Only if you have rove of your body there. So the Mishnah of Chayn Begas, the same halach is about a gas, that's by a wine vat, where they're making the wine, the same halacha. We'll see in the Gemara, what does it mean, the Chayn Begas? So the Gemara, the Chura, Reishu, Rabbonim, the Sefer, Rab Meir. The first Mishnah says here, you are allowed to stand in the Rishus Yochid and move things around in the Rishus Rabin. So we see, we don't make Gzeira, maybe you carry it into you. And here, this Mishnah goes according to Rameya, that we make Gzeira. You're not allowed to stick your head into another Rishus and drink water there, because we're afraid maybe you bring the water back to the Rishus Rabin. So the Chura, that's not like the first Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Modna. There are two Stam Mishnahs, that this Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, and the next Mishnah goes according to Rameya that makes the Gzeira. Omer Rabbi Yosef, no, there's no Stira. They both go according to Rabbonin. B'chveitzim shetzrichim loy v'divri yakol. Our Mishnah is talking about something that you need right now. Moshe water. The person is very thirsty now. So something that you need, then even the Rabbonin Amoid will make a gzerun. You're not allowed to be standing in the Rishus Rabin and put your head and drink water in the Rishus Yochid. And who was in the first Mishnah? You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus Rabin and put your hand into Rishus Yochid to move around something that you need, like water. If you want to move around a glass of water from one place to Rishus Yochid to another place, it'll be usher. Because water is something you need. Anything you need, we're afraid if you're going to move it, maybe you'll come to carry it out to use it. That the first Mishnah says, you're allowed to stand in one Rishus and move things around another Rishus, means things you don't need. A chair is there. You don't need the chair now. Some you want to move from one place to another place. That's mutter. We don't have a gzera. Maybe you come to carry it back where you're standing. But here the Mishnah is talking about the person is thirsty. He wants the water. So something that you need, here according to everybody, there's a gzera. You can't stand in one Rishus and move it around in another Rishus. Only if you bring Rubai, Reishiv Rubai into that Rishus. Then there's no gzera, you come to carry it out. What's going to be the loch of you standing in the Rishus Yochid, and the water is in the Carmelis? So we have the gzera also. It's here, even if you carry from the Carmelis to Rishus Rabin, or to Rishus Yochid, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanon. So maybe we don't make a gzera, or maybe still we make the gzera. Omer Abaye Hihi, it's the same halacha. We have the same gzera. You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus Rabin, and the water is in the Carmelis. You can't just put your head into the Carmelis and drink the water. Still there's the gzera. Maybe you come to carry the water out. That's awesome of the Rabbanon. You have to again bring in Reish of Rubai. Omer Rava, if Rava says no, he goof a gzera. It's only a gzera. Like Midirais, it's muta once your head is in the other Rishus. It's only a chshash mid Rabbanon. Should we make gzera on gzera? In other words, even if you come to carry from the Carmelis to the Rishus Rabim, it's only awesome of the Rabbanon, the Carmelis. So now, when you have your head in the Carmelis, drinking there really is mutter. You want us to make gzeira, maybe you'll carry the water to the Rishus Rabin. Even if you carry it, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanon. So usually we don't make gzeira on gzeira. The Rabbanon always only makes gzeiras that maybe you come to be over this Yisra. But here where the only suffix is maybe be over this the Rabbanon, we don't make gzeira. That's Rav's Taina. Omer Abaye says no. How do I know my Yisoy that we do make gzeira here? Or else the pshat from Abaye reads is called kulachod gzeru. It's like one big gzeru. In other words, if they didn't make the gzeru here, you wouldn't have the gzeru in the Rishus Rabim. So it's considered one gzeru like. We will geizer, you can't stand in one Rishus and take something from another Rishus, something that you need. Because it's a gzeru that made you come to carry from Rishus Yachat to Rishus Rabim. So even when we're handling with a Carmelis, still it's usher. That's the klal of kulachod gzeru. It's all considered into one. Like you can't make half of a gzeru, because if you do only half, the other half won't be mekuyim either. Where's Abaye's Raya? From our Mishnah. Midiktoni, our Mishnah says, V'chein v'gas. The same halach applies to a gas. A gas is a wine vat, where they're making the wine. Is the chura, what's the chiddush of the wine vat? So Rashi says, V'hai gas mahi. I rishus yachar kamo l'shlo yamashrab v'yoshid. Savor v'gas v'yito kli v'yishter hotan l'ereshim. As if the gas, the wine vat, mamish means rishus yachar, so pshita, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. El Olav Begas Carmelis, who go in Shein Gavoya Yud. So the Chiddush, what the Mishnah says, Bechein Begas means, even though this wine vat is not Yud Tfachim High, it's only 5 Tfachim High, so it's only a Carmelis. Still, even by a Carmelis, we have the Gzeirah, that you're not allowed to stand in the Rishus Rabim and just put your head into the wine vat and drink the wine, that's awesome in the Rabbanim. Even though it's only a Carmelis, and even if you carry out from the wine vat to the Rishus Rabim, it's only awesome in the Rabbanim, still the Rabbanim make a Gzeirah. So that's a bias riot from our Mishnah, even by a Carmelis it's also. Rav Rama Rav says no. When our Mishnah says V'chein Begas, it's not talking about Inyan Hoitzor. Linyan Meiser. The Mishnah is talking about Hilchas Meiser. The Locha Meiser is, before you take off Trumas and Meiser from Paris, you're not allowed to eat the Paris. Now, Midiraiser, you're only not allowed to eat the Achilles Kva. Or the Achilles Arai, a little bit you're allowed to. So, Shiloh, what's called a little bit, what's called a lot? So that we'll soon say some hilchas meitzah. V'chein nomer arsheshes v'chein begaslin yomaitzah. Now that we're talking about drinking wine from the vat where they make the wine is nogeit hilchas meitzah. Titznan, we learned like this. Shoysen alagas. You're allowed to drink wine from the vat even though you didn't take off trumas meitzah yet. Because it's all considered achilas arai, you're just taking a little bit that you're allowed to drink even before you took off trumas amaisis. Whether the wine is hot or whether the wine is cold, still it's mutter. Upata divra meir. Meir holds you allowed to. They're both called the shtias arai, a little bit drink. It's not called yukaveyam. You're putting yourself down to a meal. That's mutter. Divra meir. Rabbi Lezeb, Rabbi Tzadik Mechayib. He holds no. Trashi Mechayib, b'meziga asher moizgoy b'mayim mishavi lekfar. Once you add a little bit of water into the wine, you like mix the wine, make it drinkable, that's called your kvar. It's called you're sitting down now to have a meal of wine, and that's also to drink before you take off the trumas amaisis. The Chacham say like this, alachamim chayiv. If it's hot wine, then you chayiv. That's called an shtiyas kvar. And as far as Rashi says is, because once the wine is hot already, you can't pour the wine back into the wine vat. It'll spoil the rest of the wine. So when you take out this much wine, you have that to drink the whole thing, that's called the kvam. But if it's the wine is still cold, then you could pour the extra wine, leftover wine, back into the vat. So it's called, you just took one little sip now. Therefore, since if the wine is cold, you could pour the wine back into the vat, that's only called achilas arai, and therefore you're allowed to drink it even without taking off trumas amaisis. So the kitzur, there are special halachas about drinking the wine from the wine vat, is it called the shtiyas kvar, or is it called the shtiyas arai? That's what our Mishnah means. V'chein begas, the same halachas about drinking, it also applies, that it's also. And Rashi says, "Shoysen alagas." The Mishnah means, "Oy med alagas." If somebody is standing on the vat, but shoysen is drinking, the chol zman shloheitziel lechutz. Chol zman, you didn't carry the wine out of the vat. Lav shtiyas kvahi. That's not called. You will kaveya. You set your side to drink wine now. Upotem in amaisa. Bein shemozge b'chamim bein shemozge b'tzoynin. That's what our Mishnah means. V'chein begas the same alochem. Chol zman, you put your head inside the vat or on top of the vat, and you didn't take the wine away from the vat. You're just drinking the wine right there on top of the vat, you should know that's called the shtiras arai. It's called only a temporary, a little bit drink, a little sip you're taking, and that you're allowed to take, even though you didn't take off trumas amaisis. So that's all our Mishnah means. But it doesn't mean to say aloch of a karmless. So therefore, according to Rava, by a karmless there is no gzeirim. But Abaya holds no, even by a karmless also you have a gzeirim. Mishnah Baita. Koilet Adam minha maschilo lamato meyutvachim. Koilet Adam means, in the times of Gemara, they used to have a roof. On top of the roof, it was a flat roof. And when it rained, a lot of water came on top of the roof. So they used to have a gutter, that the water on top of the roof used to go to the gutter, and the gutter would come down the pipe. Now you want to get the water away from the gutter. The roof is a Rishus HaYochid. Now the gutter, usually the gutter, is within Gimel Tfachim off the roof. It's right below the roof. So since it's within Gimel Tfachim off the roof, and it has a locha like the roof, that's also called Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, you're not allowed to, if you're standing in the Rishus Rabbim, you're not allowed to put your hand into the gutter or put a kli right next to the gutter and get the water from the gutter. Because Kol Zaman, the water is in the gutter, since the gutter is right near the roof, it's considered like the water is in the Rishus HaYochid on top of the roof, and it's also to take the water from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim. So the Yetzer is you have to wait until the water starts dripping down. When the water drips out of the gutter, when it's dripping, then the water is no place. The water is not in the Rishus HaYochid, because it's in the ear now. So then Manashach, the ear. If the ear is within Yutfachim, it's called Rishus HaRabim, and you're also standing in Rishus HaRabim. Elamai is higher than Yutfachim, so what? Higher than Yutfachim, when the water is dripping down in the ear, it's a Mokim Tur, higher than Yutfachim. So Manashach, when the water is dripping down, then you're allowed to catch the water if you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. That's the Mishnah. Koilet Adam means you could catch the dripping water. Min ha-maschila, from the gutter, lamata mi-yutvachim. If it's lower than yutvachim. O min ha-tzinor mikol mokim shoysa. From the tzinor, that's the pipe that takes the water mamish into the Rishus HaRabim. So when the water comes out of the tzinor, it's mamish in the Rishus HaRabim, then you're allowed to even drink the water from the pipe itself. because the water is not in the Rishus Yochid anymore. Like the pipe now takes it from the gutter, from the roof, into the Rishus Rabbim. So when the water's coming out of this pipe, it's mamash in the Rishus Rabbim ready. So then there's no shalas of Oitzor. You'll let a mamash even drink the water straight out of the pipe. Let's see Rashi. Koylat Adam min amatchila lamata miyutfachim means gagin shalahem chalokim hoyu. Their roofs were usually smooth. V'tochim betit, they had cement on top of it. U'ma'azovim ketanam harbe yehoyu legag. There are a lot of gutters on the gag. Loitzi amayim, to take the water out of it. V'noistim lamata mihem dav keneged erich hakoysom b'shepua. V'chol amazim shevchim olav. All the other gutters will take the water onto the, into this pipe. V'u mevi kol amayim lamokim echad. Shlo yazik es hakoysom. Now v'yom adodim rishus rabim. Person stands in the rishus rabim. V'koylet v'kli lamatam yutfochim. Min amayim hayordim min amaschilam. If the water is dripping off the gutters, he's allowed to collect the water when it's falling down. The koilet afka, you can only collect the water that's dripping. You can't put your mouth or the keli right next to the gutter. Because the gutter is 3 tfachim away from the roof. Even though the gutter really is within you tfachim off the ground, my timer, why is it osir? Toilu motelis l'orech ha-koysol v'toich gimu l'gag. Since it's within 3 tfachim away from the roof, is dami l'gag. The gutter has the same halacha like the roof. Ve'evi k'moitzim min ha-gag shu rishus yochid rishus rabin. It's like you're taking it from rishus yochid to rishus rabin. So therefore, the gutter itself, if the gutter is within gimu tfachim off the roof, it's like bottle to the roof, it's considered part of rishus rabin. Part of the Rishus Yochid. So you're not allowed to take your hands, your keli, or your mouth, and take the water out of the gutter. But rather, you have to wait until the water starts to drip down. When the water is dripping down, then you can catch the water. Mashenkim minatziner, that's this pipe that takes the water into Rishus Rabim. There, at the end of the pipe, it's mamish in the Rishus Rabim. So then you're allowed to drink from the pipe itself. So the Gemara, coil it in. You're only allowed to catch the dripping water off the gutters of the roof. Ava metzaref loit. But to put your mouth right onto the gutter, or put a kli into the gutter to get the water off the gutter, that's osir. My timer, what's the reason why is it osir? Omer Rav Nachman hoche b'maschila tochos migimu somach lagagaskinen. We're talking about here, this maschila, this gutter, is less than 3 tfachim away from the roof. The whole tochos migimu, anything that's less than 3 tfachim, somach lagagagdomi. Anything that's less than 3 tfachim away from the roof is considered part of the roof. So therefore, since the roof itself is a Rishus HaYochid, so the water in the gutter is also considered like a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, it's also to take the water out of the gutter into your hand or into the keli, because you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's considered like you're taking the water from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, you can't take the water out of the gutter. What then? But when the water starts to drip out of the gutter by itself, when the water is dripping, the water now, amanashach, it's in the air. So either the air is less than yud, which is a Rishus Rabim, you're also standing in Rishus Rabim, so it's mutter. Elamai, the air is higher than yud tvachim, that's a makim ptur. So when the water is dripping, then you're allowed to catch it. But you can't, mitzarif, you can't put your hand or the keli into the gutter. The Maratanya Nam Yoch, you have a raya from another brisa like this also. Oy made odem Rishus Yochid. A person is allowed to stand in the Rishus Yochid. O magbiya yodoy lamalo miyasar tvachim. And take his hand up higher than 10 tvachim. That the gutter is less than 3 tfachim away from the gag. And it can catch the water. But providing though it should not be mitzaref, mamish put his hands right next to the gutter itself, because then there'll be an issoy, so you're carrying it. Here, it says, the person is standing in the Rishus Yochid. What should be the issue here? If you're standing in the Rishus Yochid and picking up your hand, so the chur on top of the gag is also Rishus Yochid. So what should be the issue from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid? If you be gurus here, standing in the Rishus Rabbin will be good. You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus Rabbin and take it out. So then you have to say another shalos is talking about from one Rishus to another Rishus could be. It means that the gutter, you have to say then the gutter, like Rashi says, is Yechavi's roof. So the Chur, that's his Rishus. So you're not allowed to carry from his Rishus into your Rishus, you didn't make it a move of Chatzeris. And we go now, according to the Shita, then from carrying from a roof into a Chatzeris also, not like Rav Shimon. We go according to the Rabbanan, according to Rav Meir, that you're not allowed to carry from a roof onto a chotzer. So here, you're not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYochid and put your hand next to the tzinner, next to the gutter to take the water out of it. Since the gutter is within 3 tefachim from the roof, it's considered part of the roof, and you're carrying the water from that person's Rishus into your Rishus, that would be yosin. That's a riot from our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah is talking about better. Our Mishnah is talking about you standing in the Rishus Rabin. And if you put your hand and take it out of the gutter, since the gutter is 3 tefachim away from the Gag, which is the Rishus HaYochid, he'll be also as carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin. But the same thing, you can't carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. Tanya Iduch, another Brisa says, Lo Yamed Odom Rishus HaYochid. A person should not stand in the Rishus HaYochid. V'yagbiya yodoi l'mala mi'asar tefachim. And pick his hand up higher than 10 tefachim. To what? L'pochus migimu somach l'gag. To reach that gutter is less than 3 tefachim away from the roof. V'yitzar. And he'll put his keli or put his mouth right next to the gutter. That's asur. Because again, it's considered, since the gutter is 3 tefachim away from that roof, it's considered like the water there is part of the roof. So mele, it's in that person's rishus. You can't take the water from his rishus into your rishus. Abul Yetzer is, Kaila tu v'shoysa. You're allowed to catch the water when the water is running down, when the water is in the ear, Amanashach, the water is not in that person's rishus, in the Yavir, so there you're allowed to catch the water and take the water, you're not taking it from one rishus to another rishus. So that's within our Mishnah also. When the water is coming off the gutter, that the gutter is 3 tefachim off the roof, less than 3 tefachim away from the roof, you're not allowed to catch the water from the gutter, so you have to let the water drip down, and the dripping water you can get. But the tzinner, that's the pipe that takes the water from the gutter into the Rishus HaRabim, there you're allowed to drink. Why? We're saying because the pipe is in the Rishus HaRabim, so if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, there's no hoitza. You're taking the water from the Rishus HaRabim and using it there. That's mutter. Matana. Im yesh betzinner dal 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 doser. If the end of the pipe has a mokum 4x4, then it's oser. Why? Mifneishu kemaitzim Rishus Lashus. Then we consider this pipe, since it's dalad by dalad, so monashach. If it's yutfachim high, it's mamash Rishus HaYochid, and you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, so you're now allowed to take the water from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Elamai, it's less than yutfachim, so it's a caramelist. Anything that's in the Rishus HaRabim, which is gevoyev, it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, from 3 to 10 tefachim, is called a caramelist. Here, that it's wide, 4x4. So the water at the end of the pipe is like in a caramelist. And you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim. Then you're not allowed to take the water from the gutter into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's called you're taking it from a caramelist into Rishus HaRabim. Yeah. Right. So that's the Mishnah. Bor Rishus HaRabim. If you have a bor in the Rishus HaRabim, V'chol Yisai Gevoya Yud, and the Chalisa, that's their rim around the bor. It's also, you have like the dirt you took out of the bor, you put around the rim, and you made a high fence around the bor, which is Yutfachim high. So the kids are inside the bor is a Rishus HaYochid. And not only do you have Lechur, the bor is deep Yutfachim, but there's even a fence going around the bor, also Gavoya Yutfachim. Now, Chaloin Shagabav. Somebody has a window that opens up on top of this bor. That's where your window. You are like living on a second story, and your window opens up that right underneath you is this bor. You're allowed to fetch up the water on Shabbos. Because the bor is a Rishus HaYochid, and your Rishus, your window is a Rishus HaYochid. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Nobody lives in the bor. It's not called somebody else's Rishus. There's no Issa or Tzoy Vim Rabbanim from one Rishus to another Rishus. You only know every chaserus here. It's only a loch of one person's apartment to another person's also to carry. But in the bor, it's not called a rishus of urine. People don't live there. You're allowed to carry from the bor into your apartment. What about ashba rishus rabin? If you have a junkyard in rishus rabin, which is where you throw the junk, is gevoya yutfachim. It's higher now yutfachim. And zicha wide for tfachim. So her on top of the ashba, on top of the junk, is rishus yachid now. If you have an apartment and your window upstairs opens up right on top of the junkyard, on Shabbos you're allowed to pour your dirty water out of your apartment into the junkyard. Because since the junkyard is high yutzchachim, and it's wide dollar by dollar, it's called Rishus HaYochid. So you're throwing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, it's mutter. So the Marba Mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilayma b'smucha, if you're telling me now this bor is mamish right next to the wall, this is the Reish of the Mishnah. Now, if you have your window upstairs, you're allowed to throw the water down into this bor. So if the bor is right next to the wall of your house, and there's no Rishus Rabin between the wall and the bor, lo malichul yayud, why do we have to have the rim around the bor comes up high? Yutvachim, it's poshit. The bor itself is deep, yutvachim. So the bor is Rishus Yachid. So you're throwing it from your apartment into Rishus Yachid, it's mutter. Why do you have to have the rim is yutvachim high? As the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Halcha b'Ma'askin, you know what we're talking about here. B'Mofleges min haKoysel Arba. We're talking about, no, this bor is away from the Koysel.
Four Tvachim.
But now, that Rabim walked through there. So the kid says, Rishus Rabim there. So when you're throwing now from your window into Rishus Yochid, you're throwing from Rishus Yochid through a Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid. And that should be Yasser. Now, why does the Mishnah say it's Yasser? V'tayim odikachu Yasserah. Since we're talking about the rim around the bor is 10 tefachim high. Therefore, when you throw the water from your apartment, how high is the water going? The water is always 10 tefachim higher than Mishus Rabin, because you want to get the water inside the bor. Now, around the bor is a rim going up 10 tefachim high. So when you throw the water from your window, it goes straight into this rim. The water never hits the Mishus Rabin. The water never comes within Yutvachim off the ground. The water is always higher Yutvachim, and when it finally comes into Yutvachim, it's in the bor already, which is a Rishus Yochid. So you're not carrying from Rishus Yochid through a Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid. That's why the Mishnah said it's mutter. But Zemar, Taima Dika Chul Yasara, Holeka Chul Yasara, but if the rim would not be 10 Tvachim higher, then it would be Yasar.
Why? Kometaltel Mirishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid, Derech Rishus Rabim. Because you're carrying the water up from the bor, which is the Rishus Yochid, but through the Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid. Now the Ritva learned this would be a gzera that maybe sometimes will fall into the Rishus Rabim, or else some people want to say that it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that you say klut to kemishun chadami. So it's considered like it rested in the Rishus Rabim, that's why it would be Yosser.
Mashmur could only be Yosser with the Rabbanon here at most. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon says, no, feel tame besmucha. Even if you tell me now that the bor is right next to the wall, still, what's the chiddush then? You have to have the chulya, the rim around the bor. Push it, you have a bor deep down, you tefachim. The chiddush of the Mishnah is hokem ashtmon. Rabbi Yechon's shit always is that the bor v'chayisem is tarfon yasarum. We're talking about the bor is not by itself deep, you tefachim. The bor by itself is only deep 5 tefachim. And the rim comes up 5 tefachim. That's the chiddush that the chulya and the bor is mitzarf to make an intuition yachid. You don't have to come on that there's a space of Rishus Rabin between the window and the bor. No, the bor is right next to the wall. The Kachadam Shita, you're throwing from your window straight down to Rishus Yochid. The terrace is, the Chiddush is, who says it's Rishus Yochid? The bor was only 5 Tzvachim deep, so it's not a Rishus Yochid. No, with the Chulya together it's in stars. By the Ashba Rishus Rabin, who are they not to throw out to a junkyard? For the mob, Lechashin and Shemot and Otl Ashba, why aren't we afraid? How could you throw from your window to top of a junkyard? Maybe they'll clean out the Ashba in the middle of Shabbos, or before Shabbos, and you still come to carry out. And then the Ashba is less than Yutzvachim high, you're throwing it to Rishus Rabin. V'arovin baravade omer Rav Yitzchok, maisim b'movo yechot, you see the yechot kol l'yam. We had this more before. That one side of the movo opened up to a yam. V'tzi the yechot kol l'yashba. The other wall was an ashba. That was the wall for the fourth side of the movi. Well, bo maisef ne Rebbe, the kiyas to shayla to Rebbe, v'lo yama b'lo yisla heti, you didn't want to be matzah to carry this movi or not. The question is, where was the fourth wall? It was an ashba. So through the junkyard is a good wall. What's wrong? He was afraid maybe they'll clean away the ashba, and then the yam, and who adin the yam will also throw away the mechitzes there, so you won't have the two mechitzes. That's the sad why it's awesome. Of the Israel, he didn't say it's klor awesome to carry this movi. Right now the ashba is there. Right now the yam didn't throw away the bank. There is a mechitza on the bank still. Whereas the water is down, yutvachim, and there's a bank there, yutvachim. So right now you have a mechitza. But our koponim, you see, he was mesupik of these mechitzas are good. We should be afraid, maybe they'll clean away the ashba. See, also, how can you say clearly you're allowed to throw from your window into the ashba? Maybe they'll clean it out. The more like kasha, the yachid or the rabbin. If it's a private one, then we're afraid they'll clean it out. Said Rashi, the rabbin, masnisim biashba the rabbin. Our mishnah is talking about it belongs to the rabbin. If I says, but the rabbin there, we're not afraid they'll come to clean it out. Therefore, belongs to the rabbin, then you are allowed to throw from your window into the rabbin. There we're not afraid they'll be cleaned out. Yep, we'll stop there.